Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Hello and welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I am Devani Alderson.
And I'm Leora Alderson.
And we're here today doing a coffee break episode. So cheers, and grab your favorite drink. And
for this, let me just mention, interrupt for a second, for the people who are on audio only, we are literally fireside. So if you're on video, you see the fire. If you're on audio, you may have heard some of the wood dropping, but it is January 3rd, 2018, very cold here in North Carolina today. So we're enjoying doing literally a coffee break fireside chat.
Yes, and these coffee breaks are shorter episodes. We call them coffee breaks because generally we're drinking tea, coffee, whatever beverage. And what we want to do with these is publish a coffee break episode once a week in between our longer form interviews that we do with other artists. And so Leora and I generally just stick to a 15-20 minute episode max, and we talk about goals that we're working on, projects that we've done,
people we love and admire,
yeah, people, quotes that we love and admire, different things we're doing just as our own creative endeavors grow as the I Create Daily brand grows. And Yeah.
So the latest thing we're going to be talking about is something that just arrived literally today. And if you follow us, you may have seen this already on our Facebook page, the I Create Daily Facebook page, but we wanted to share it because many people may not have. So if you're on audio, we're holding the book up now. You won't be able to see it, but we have received in the mail today our first ever 90-day goals journal that we created. And how that came to be is that when we ran our conducted, or what do you call, participated in
hosted.
Thank you. I was fishing for the
Here's
word.
The close up of the journal, guys, if you're on video. We'll put pictures.
We hosted our first beta version of the Creators Challenge. It was a 100-day challenge. And the feedback from our members was that they really preferred it to be 90 days or 30 days so that it would be in sync with calendar months and the calendar quarters. And we kind of like that idea ourselves. And so while we had a plate full of goals or a list full of goals to accomplish ourselves for our own challenge, because we're participating in it along with our members, we added that to our plate and got it done. So in basically about a month and a half, we came up with and created our own 90-day goals journal. And we're really thrilled with it. It came out really good. The graphic designer is April Berry. She's a freelance graphic designer. She did a fantastic job for inexpensively and reasonable price, I should say. And yeah, so it's basically, you create your 90-day goals. So you decide on, it's going to be a macro goal, anywhere between 1 to 3, for instance, or 1 to 5 macro goals that you want to accomplish during the next 90 days. Then you break it down into what you're going to accomplish per month. So you have a 30-day goal, and then you have within the 30 days, you break it down into 4 weeks. And then you also have weekly pages with a single day per page.
And if you're on the video, I'm holding some of these up. We'll have sample photos of the various pages that you can thumb through or look through
on
the website. So if you're listening to the audio, this might be a really good episode to hop over to YouTube or our website and watch the video, because this journal is a very visual journal.
Yeah.
And another thing, we've gotten a couple questions of people who they don't necessarily classify themselves as a creator or as an artist. While the I Create Daily brand is for creation of any type, and
including
fitness, whatever you want to do, this journal is for anybody who wants to accomplish anything.
Yeah.
And
at any time. So while we were really glad to have it available the first quarter of 2018, if you see this or learn about it, you know, like in February or January 16th or whenever today, whenever it is for you, it can be 90 days from the moment you receive the journal. And what we actually created was a digital version that's writable or printable. So you can print it and write on it yourself, or you can write on it within your computer. So some of us like to, I tend to be digital on almost everything these days. And one of the reasons I like the writable PDF is because I then like to copy and paste some of the tasks that I'm doing directly into my Toggle. Devani and I used a Toggle time tracker to help us keep on track with, in particular, Devani uses it for her client work to make sure that her hours that she's working, serving each client is billed correctly. I use it to keep me accountable and to know where my time's going, including the, you know, the time holes, the black holes that swallow up time that, you know, that you don't want to lose.
Which is also pretty integral to accomplishing goals, whether it's a 90-day goal, what a 1-month goal that you have. Knowing where your time is spent is a really good stepping stone of figuring out where to close those gaps. And if you're somebody who's like doing everything and wants to do more things, it helps you sort of learn what you can cut out of your day or your week or month and replace with habits that help you achieve your goal.
Yeah. And so what we have in the journal is, again, basically, so every day has a quote for inspiration, a line for gratitude. That's something that's pretty popular in journals these days. And it's something that we've done on our own as well for many years, actually. It's so powerful. And then we have a repeat. You rewrite the 90-day goals so you can remember what your bigger picture vision is. And it's sort of like we use a lot of invocations and affirmations because the power of thought and practicing in our mind what we want to see done is real. You know, it really makes a difference. And so, yeah, so we, and this is divided into 3 months and it has a table of contents. One of the things I really like about the writable journal, the digital version, is it has a table of contents and you can click from a table of contents directly to the relevant page or the relevant week. So it has some dynamic capabilities there as well. And then it has day sevens where there's 2 pages on each day 7 of all the different weeks that allows you to do more writing as well as some text print. Let's see if I can get that on video for those
who are.
Yes, for those who are. It allows you to have something for inspiration and reflection. So, like sort of like thought starters, something to meditate on. So something to reflect on, or and many quotes to inspire you. So,
and again, we'll put a bunch of photos so that you don't have to try and read or see what we put up on the screen. That was just for your visual while we were talking. But also, So some of you might be like, I'm not really a journaler. I don't really do that stuff. And I completely agree. I've never really been a journaler, even though I want to pursue creative writing. Keeping a journal hasn't been my thing. I've never done a lot of people find the daily writing morning pages a productive thing. And I've just never fallen into that particular habit. But what I love about this is creating a structure, and I've already started mine. With creating, it just helps you create a structure and write down and have a tangible visual look and representation of how you spend your time. And for me, it also helps me practice my handwriting, which I find fun just in general. But it ingrains, this is what I need to be practicing. These are the habits I need to be establishing. These are the things I need to do day in and day out to accomplish building a brand, to accomplish finishing a project, writing the book, showing up every day to do a piece of art, whatever it is for you. Writing music. And so even if you don't journal, a lot of these are just short jotting down notes of what you need to do, which I find as somebody who doesn't do long form handwriting, very helpful just to clear your mind, figure out what to do. And so, yeah, it might convert you non-journalers to journaling.
Yeah. And, you know, while we're doing this session, you know, as we're talking, it's sort of like, hopefully this doesn't seem like, you know, a long commercial, because part of the purpose is whether it's our journal that you use or some other journal, journaling is helping you keep track and make sure you get things done. And also in particular with creatives, with solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, we have so many things to do and we wear so many hats in our business in this fast paced day and age that it's so easy to get overwhelmed. Yeah. And so the thing about journaling, whether again it's digital or handwritten, is that it not only helps you create an organized plan for accomplishing your goals, but it gets it out of your head so that you free up that mind space to do the work that you need to do and then to know what you need to do on the given day. So we'd love to hear from you guys on what you're using for your journaling, if you're doing it, how that's working for you, what kind of journaling practices you like to do. If you don't have one and want to try it, we hope you would. Click the link and order ours. That would be awesome. But the other part of what we wanted to share is that, when we started the challenge, our first beta challenge with our members last September 5th, I think it was, or 6th. Anyway, last September, we had no plan whatsoever in our head for creating a journal. Had no plan, no thought of doing that. And it was because the members in our challenge wanted something like that, as did we, that we decided to, okay, we'll just create it. We're going to add that to our list. We know it's fresh in our minds what we need. It's fresh in our minds what would work well. We've got these people who are asking us for this kind of thing. So we just added it to our list and we got it done. So it really is just testament to the power of focus and focusing on your goals and accounting for them and tracking them in a way that helps you get it done. So whatever it is for you, whatever you want to get done that you've been putting off or that hasn't been manifesting the way you want it to, keeping track of your goals and keeping a goals journal is a great way to get it done.
Yeah. And what's amazing about these is that it's written on paper. It's not written on stone, which means if you get into a goal and realize that, hey, you know, this is really cool, but this isn't the exact thing I want to accomplish, it allows the flexibility of changing directions, because that's life. You know, we set these goals because we think we want a certain outcome. And oftentimes we dive into the project not knowing that maybe what we were actually looking for was just a different journey to help us develop and grow. And that's what many of our creative members in our groups have talked about. Just starting, just the process of committing to a goal helped them refine what they were actually looking for and seeking for on the journey of accomplishing it.
Yeah, and invariably, every single one of us who participated in the challenge ended up revising our goals and refining them. And, you know, many times they were not nearly, they weren't realistic. We put so many more things than we could realistically get done. So we did that with a couple things. For instance, we started out thinking that we were going to publish a daily podcast right out the gate. And that's still our goal, but we're a long way from that. So our goal now is to publish three per week. We have one ideally on Mondays. That's an interview. The Wednesdays will be our coffee break and the Fridays will be another interview. So that's our goal. And that's what we're trying to work toward, making sure we're consistent with that and then slowly add in the others. But the other thing, like we said earlier, we did accomplish creating a whole thing that we didn't even expect to do simply because we had the structure and the organization around how to get it done. So definitely, you know, it's like we really, you know, with the new year, it feels like a fresh start, and just know that no matter what time of year you are seeing or hearing this podcast, it's a new day. And you can start, like in one of our recent coffee breaks, we talked about that. We'll link to that episode. But the new day is today. So this day begins a new year from this moment forward, no matter whether it's January 1st or September 31st. So at any moment in any day of the year, you have a chance to start fresh.
Yep.
So,
all right.
Okay.
So whatever system that you choose to use moving forward, we hope you the best in accomplishing your goals, no matter when you're listening to this, and comment what your goals for the year are, and we would love to hear them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.